You may recall a little while ago there was some talk around that the palliative care unit at the Mater Hospital may be winding down or scaling back a little bit, and it turns out that decision has been reversed, or confirmation that it will stay in place. To talk to us about that is State Member for Newcastle, Tim Krakenthorpe. Good morning, Tim. How important is it that this decision has been made to keep it, and how important is that for patients?
Yeah, good morning, Mark. Look, it's extremely important. I mean, everyone has the right to die where they want, if possible, and a lot of people don't want to die in an ambulance or in a little cubicle or in the hospital. So palliative care, the end-of-life care that you do get, we should be able to provide for people to get nurses out to their house to help them and assist them with, you know, those sorts of medications and emergencies. But, you know, in their own home, surrounded by their loved ones. So, yeah, I had some staff come and approach me from the Mater Palliative Care Unit who indicated that there was talk of it winding back to 9 to 5 or even worse, 9 to 2. So I certainly raised that or jumped on it very quickly. I raised it in Parliament, went and saw the Minister, I rang the CEO, and, great outcome. We managed to certainly stop that from occurring.
Yes, Tim, it is a great outcome. I guess anything with health, it's not a 9 to 5 thing. It happens when it happens. Although you'd be very pleased that this issue is resolved and resolved the right way, I guess disappointed too that it became an issue in the first place. You would have thought that patients would take precedence over bureaucracy.
Absolutely. And the government, they have a policy of improving palliative care. So I was quite shocked to be approached by staff with, this proposal put before them. Quite shocked. So, the government really needs to put more money into this particular issue. I know the Cancer Council is running a campaign on getting more nurses and specialists for palliative care. And, it really is a no-brainer, because the more, it's a lot cheaper to have a nurse, for example, go out to a home and help give medication than put someone in an ambulance, drive them to the hospital, have them in emergency, and then get them into a bed. Huge cost savings, so that's logical. And also, people really want to be surrounded by their loved ones and have the option to die where they want, surrounded by people that are important to them.
I was just going to say, Tim, I guess apart from the cost saving, which is a bit mind-blowing, that we always think of government services wanting to save money, but yet this service that actually is saving money was potentially getting wound back a little bit. But I guess also making a little apprehensive for a lot of patients that would have been coming up to that stage and thinking, well, I'm now potentially not going to have the choice. But thankfully it has been resolved the right way. I guess when you see such a decision take place, I guess it makes the job that you and others do, it seems a little bit more worthwhile when you can make a positive impact in the community.
Absolutely, it really does. It's those little wins, and for some people they're very big wins that make it all worthwhile. And you're elected to work hard and represent the people of your constituency and community, and that's certainly what I do, and I know my colleagues do as well. But it is quite satisfying to have that. And after 8 years on council, Newcastle Council, getting little wins, it's good to be in state parliament trying to get bigger wins and affect policy and change in people's lives in a positive way like this.
Well, we always get the headlines of the stuff in politics that we don't want to hear about, but it's good to see that this is one on the other side of that. So keep up that good work in that space, Tim, and good to see that we had the result, the common sense result that the community of Newcastle and the Hunter would be hoping for.
Yeah, absolutely, Mark. And it's good to get out and talk about it. And, I'll certainly do my best to support the Cancer Council in trying to get more funding for palliative care and make those patients, as you said, in the community who would fear a cutback, a bit more reassured.
Well, we look forward to catching up with you down the road, Tim, when that happens as well. It is 11:28 here at 2NURFM.